This is Dr. Ali Dickeringer, histophysical patient name Newton, N-E-W-T-U-N, Reginald, R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D, date of birth 2/27/1962, place Future Care Charles Village, date of service 8/18/2023. His initial histophysical comprehensive evaluation, patient admitted to subacute rehab. History of present illness. This is a old is Newton. This is 61-year-old male. He was brought by the EMS to John Hopkins Hospital. Patient reported to the EMS that he was drinking alcohol, using cocaine. He went to the bathroom and straining to have bowel movements about 3 a.m. Felt dizzy, fell down, hit his head, lost consciousness momentarily. Found that he could not get up. EMS arrived. Patient was brought to the hospital. Patient was diagnosed with central cord syndrome and was admitted to the intensive care unit. Arthrospine consulted. Initial examination, he was extremely weak of the upper extremity, more pronounced in the hand and the proximal muscle. Right lower extremity weaker than the left. MRI cervical spine done. The revealed herniation of C3, C4 causing severe cervical stenosis. Subsequent imaging done. Alternative treatment was explained, exposed to the patient. Surgical treatment was described. As well as the risk-benefit, patient underwent surgery on August the 10th. Patient received perioperative antibiotics, tolerated the procedure well. He tolerated the procedure well. Patient was transported to ICU after the surgery. Orthopedic surgery followed the patient. DVT prophylaxis initiated. Drain output was decreased, drain output decreased and was removed.
I don't think he has an appointment. It just says come back and see if
patient underwent C3, C4 anterior cervical discectomy and fusion anterior. Acute pain was managed. Polysubstance use disorder was monitored. Leukocytosis due to steroid administration. Hypertension was monitored. Quick has a Mobert type 1 heart block. He was asymptomatic. After stabilization, PTOD done, sent to the subacute. Will charge with nursing rehab. Today when I saw the patient still having weakness in the right leg, also right arm, tingling, funny sensation. Left arm is able to move, left leg is able to move. No headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever. Past medical history, substance abuse, hypertension. Social history, substance abuse history. Alcohol abuse history. Past medical history included arthritis, bone marrow disease, carpal tunnel syndrome, cerebral aneurysm, chronic pain, close fracture of the sacrum and coccyx in 2012, gout, lung nodule in 2010, chronic alcoholism, seasonal allergies. Drug allergies reported penicillin and aspirin cause rash and hives. Reviewer system, today no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no arm, diarrhea, musculoskeletal pain in the neck at the surgical site, generalized weakness, difficulty ambulation, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no paralysis, no paralysis, no heat accord and tolerance. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, M3. contacted his wife. Blood pressure 120 or 70 pulse, 6 pulse is 80, temperature 98.25.